USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Turkey, rescue teams are frantically looking for survivors in collapsed buildings after Friday's earthquake. Officials say dozens of people have been pulled alive from the rubble, but more victims were also found. The death toll at last check was at least 31. The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned until tomorrow. The president's legal team did start laying out their defense and opening statements during a brief Saturday session. That followed three lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. White House counsel Pat Cipollone yesterday argued that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong, and he says Democrats did not make any case for removing the president from office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is getting a big boost in Iowa just before its first-in-the-nation caucus. Yesterday, the editorial board at the Des Moines Register threw their support behind Warren. She comes in third, though, in the latest Democratic poll behind former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. Chinese officials now say that the number of deaths from the coronavirus there have skyrocketed to at least 56, over 2,000 people infected. University of Hong Kong professor of medicine Ivan Hung says the coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than SARS was. There was a big outbreak of that in 2003.
In terms of the transmissibility of the virus, is probably higher than SARS.
A third case of coronavirus confirmed in the U.S. as a person in Orange County, California has tested positive for it. Two other cases have been confirmed in the U.S., one in Seattle and one in Chicago. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NFL is to run a powerful Super Bowl commercial that some media analysts say could prove to be controversial. It concerns police shootings in America. The spot stars retired wide receiver Anquan Boldin and reenacts the death of his cousin in 2015. Boldin was playing in a game at the time against the San Francisco 49ers. There is a second commercial that the NFL is running online about the death of Botham Jean, killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer who says she mistook his apartment for hers and thought he was a burglar.
Yeah, what I hope to see happening is that our black boys are not seen as a threat. What has happened to Botham should not happen to another family.
And the owner of a car restoration company in Houston that specializes in restoring Corvettes says there was $1 million worth of Vets parked right across the street from Friday's massive explosion that killed two workers at Watson Grinding and Manufacturing. CNN says the Houston Corvette service owner, Gordon Andrus, still doesn't know whether the cars on the property were damaged, as he says he hasn't been allowed back on the property, as investigators are still combing through all the damage. And the Python Bowl in the Everglades has ended. Over 750 people from 20 states took part in the 10-day event and caught 80 giant snakes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.